It's Monday. Monday, the 1st of December. And it's raining. Yeah. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? Yes, I know. It is dreich indeed. At least, on the positive side, it's that beautiful straight down rain, and it's reasonably mild for the time of year. With no wind, it's actually pleasant standing in the rain. Though I'm having to hug my mug of tea close to my chest, but I don't think I'm winning. Diluted and chilled tea. In fact, I can see if I look down, no matter how I protect it here, the little ripples that occur are occurring all the time as raindrops get in. Better sup up quick. Actually, it's already cooled down. So, the 1st of December. I think there's snow forecast. No, I know there's snow forecast up north in the Highlands. But they reckon if it chills down here later in the day with these rain clouds, that we could get some snow. So we are into Advent, well, in the Christian calendar anyway, Advent. The season of goodwill to all men and women. My cynical mind is routing through some things at the moment. I'm not going to say what my mind's routing through because it's just being cynical. Mrs. Blackbird is winning a staring competition with me at the moment. She's keeping herself below a bush just out of the main rain. I can see her throat go as she makes, probably can't hear it, this little beautiful little chirpy sounds that we do to open her beak. Like a cat purring. So another disturbed sleep last night. But I don't think it's so much that actually it's getting up at 7 when it's pitch dark. It's actually, this is 8 o'clock, but in fact it's after 8 and it's only half light. 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, it was still dark, so it was approximately 8 o'clock, I think. Yes, but at least we're heading in the right direction. I mean, we're heading towards the 21st and then, yes. Actually, that rain's quite cold in my hands. Anyway. You know how we mope about things and our illnesses and our ailments? I know I do, you know. Well, I don't, not openly. I'll say it to my wife, but I seldom, if ever, say to people we know outside the house. If they ask you, fine. Oh, fine, yeah, I'm okay. How are you? Turn it back on them, then get their stories. So So, but sometimes you just, you know, oh, I'm not feeling well, or oh, I can't be bothered with this, or. Well, we took a walk last night. Since it was actually a beautiful, cold but dry evening, actually it was late afternoon, but it was already dark. I think it was about 4:30, and we were dropping off some Christmas cards through letterboxes. Saves money and gets you out the house, and you get exercise and fresh air, and you feel all the better for it coming back. Plus, you've saved a few pennies. It's a win-win-win situation. But part of that journey around a few letterboxes in the town, the end target was a family who. A lovely family, they've been through a heck of a trauma over a number of years with one thing or another, with the very, very ill grandchildren. He almost lost a son in a motor accident a few years ago, and the husband, they're probably only about a year or two younger than us, I think. May even be the same age, I'm not sure. But the intention was to go over and see Digger. Now that's his nickname. Digger. He's a hell of a nice guy, great character, but he recently took a massive heart attack and was dead twice, apparently. And they just kept in hospital. They put him into an induced coma so they could try and get things sorted with his heart, his body. So, just cut long story short, we went over and went in. His wife met us at the door and beckoned us in. And there he was, sitting in his chair, his big armchair, with his feet up on a big leather puffy. And Linda related everything that happened right from the beginning, because Digger still cannot remember anything from the moment he was leaving work off a night shift until he was in the hospital bed several days later. It's gone, it's blank. He can't even remember collapsing, he can't remember being resuscitated, he can't remember anything at all. So Linda told us a story. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that Digger had lost a kidney years ago through cancer. He had troubled for years, many, many years, with issues with his feet. I'm not sure exactly what the terminology was, but a year or two ago they had to amputate all his toes and his, I think it was his left foot. That might come to his right foot. And he now also has some, is it osteomyelitis? Does that make sense to anyone? Osteomyelitis? I think that's what she said it was. This is a bone condition he's developed now. And anyway, you know, we stayed for a while and we blathered and made jokes and wound them up. Took the piss, if you like, excuse my vernacular, out of him just to try and get a chuckle out. He was feeling sorry for himself, but we managed to get him round and he started to throw stuff back at us, you know, not physically. So that was nice. But when we came away, we spoke about it at length on the way home, about how some families get it terrible, really. I mean, all those issues with seriously ill grandchildren and almost losing a son, and years of Digger having one illness or another, and then this recent trauma. Yeah, my God, you know, I just, some people get it tough. So it's okay to moan. I know it's okay for me to moan about things. Have a wee greet to myself. I don't mean physically have a wee greet to myself, I mean mentally have a wee greet. Just, yeah. It's a true saying, there's always someone worse with you. Well, that, there's a guy there sitting who's actually a very friendly and comical guy. And he looked a wee bit of a lost and poor soul last evening. But God willing, he'll get back to his old self from the medications. He has to go to hospital daily for morphine to be put into his body. Oh, that's strange, that's strange. Anyway. No point in drinking this tea now. It's gone. That's cold. I didn't think it was as late. It's 8:30. I'm late for a very important date. I'm not really. I'm just raining. Yes, it is dreich again. But a nice dreich.